Okay, so we've been doing, or you guys have been doing rather, a series on opposites, haven't you? Now I wonder, can anyone tell me an opposite either you've done, or if you're a tiny tot, just even tell me an opposite. What does it mean to be opposite? So can you remember any opposites that we've done? Can anyone remember? I had to make a list to remind myself. Can you remember? Yes, Caleb? Lost and found, that's right, that was last week's one. Yes. Can you remember any? Yeah? No? Ethan, do you remember any? Wise and foolish, we did wise and foolish. Do you remember about the tax collector and then the Pharisee that were in the temple? Do you remember what that one was about? Yeah. Pride and humble, that's right. So we've done a few opposites, haven't we? Light and dark, wise and foolish, thankful, unthankful, truth and lies. We've done lots of opposites. And you know, I was thinking most of the opposites that we've done are exactly just that. They're total opposites, aren't they? They're like one of them is over here and then the other one is over here. And what I mean by that is I want you to think of black and white. If I showed you a white piece of paper, do you think you'd ever be confused as to whether it was black or not? Do you think you would? No, you wouldn't. It's very, very obvious, isn't it? White is so, 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 so different to black. Or if you walked outside on a really sunny day, would you be confused and think, oh, it's really dark out here, would you? No, you would think it's really light out here, wouldn't you? So lots of opposites are just so different from each other. But I wonder, did you know that it's possible for some opposites to be very, very similar? Did you know that? And to show you what I mean, I've brought something with me. Now I wonder who likes cake? He likes cake. Lots of hands up. So Danny likes cake. I really love cake. I love making cake. I love eating cake. I love everything about cake. I love cake. And so I thought I would bring some cake with me today. So I'm just going to cut myself a slice. Is that all right? Can I cut myself a slice? So which one will I eat? I think I'm going to eat this one, okay? So I'm going to cut myself a nice, big, healthy Irish slice of cake. Okay, so that's like about a quarter of the cake. Oh, now yummy. Noah, can you tell me, would I have a good time eating that cake? What can you tell me about that cake? Can anyone see? What can you tell me? Naomi, do you want to have a look? What does it look like? Do you think it looks delicious? Oh, yes? No. Have you seen the inside of it? For those who can't see at the back, that cake isn't real. It's fake cake. It's fake cake. It's actually polystyrene on the inside. And I wanted to show you because this cake over here is a real cake. But this cake over here is a fake cake. And yet, could you have seen that from the outside? Could you have told that one was fake and one was real? No, you couldn't. And that's because there is one type of opposite that are very, very similar. And that is fake and real. And fake is meant to look exactly like the real thing. But I couldn't enjoy that cake, could I? No, it would taste disgusting. And so Jesus actually tells a story about these two opposites. He tells a story. He talks about a farmer, a man who went to sow some seed in his field. And he goes up and down the field and he scatters wheat seed. He scatters it left and right. And then he washes up and he goes to his bed. But when he is sleeping, something happens. His enemy sneaks into his field. And he sows a different kind of seed. It's not wheat seed that he's sowing in the field. It's a weed that he sows. Now the farmer gets up the next day and he's no idea what has happened. And so day after day he cares for his field just the same way that he would, watering the soil and doing all that he can to care for what is growing there. And sooner or later he sees these little shoots peeking out of the soil. There's my wheat, he says. But as he looks closer, he sees that there are other shoots also poking out of the soil. Now this farmer's very clever and he thinks to himself, that looks so similar. It looks like wheat, but I know my wheat and that is different. Someone has snuck into my field and they have planted weeds. They've planted weeds. So the farmer thinks to himself, what am I going to do? Am I going to take out a rake? And am I going to rake over all the soil and pull up the weeds? What do you think would happen if he did that? What do you think would happen if he pulled up all the weeds, yeah? He would what? The wheat would die as well, that's right. He'd end up pulling up the wheat. So what if he took some weed killer and he just poured it all over the soil? What would happen, yeah? Yeah, because weed killer can't tell the difference between weeds and wheat. It would kill the wheat as well. And so the farmer does something quite unusual. Jesus says the farmer decides to wait. And he waits until the very last day, the day of harvest. And then he goes out and he takes his scythe. You know what that is? It's like a big long blade on a stick. And you motion it around in a circle. And he chops down the wheat. And with it come the weeds. They're as tall as each other. They've both grown to their full height. And the farmer goes out and he takes them all down. And he chops them. And then he sits down and he is able to take out the wheat and separate the weeds into two different piles. He's able to sort one from the other. But he had to give them time to grow. That is what had to happen. Now, did you know that when Jesus told this story, he was actually giving us a picture of the church? He was giving us a picture of the church. And what he was saying is that in the worldwide church, there are those who are like the wheat. They are real Christians. They are real Christians. But sadly, boys and girls, in the worldwide church, there are those who are like weeds. They are not real Christians. They might look like the part. They might even speak like the part. But they are not really living like Jesus lived. And so therefore, they do not belong to him. They are not real Christians. So they are fake. So what are we to do? Well, there are three things. I thought I want you to remember these three things that we are to do about this story, about the real and the fake. First of all, Jesus said in the story that it is for God to know the difference. And so the first thing I want you to do is don't worry about what everybody else is doing. What everybody else is doing is actually not your concern. You're not to worry because Jesus is the greatest gardener. And he's coming back one day. And on that day, he's going to gather up all those who are really his. And so therefore, our main concern is not to worry about everybody else. What do you think our main concern is? To worry about who? Who should we really be concerned about? Yeah. Ourselves and where we stand before Jesus. We need to make sure that we really belong to him. We need to make sure that we are like wheat. We are the real deal. That we are who we say we are. And if we belong to Jesus, we are living like him. And then the last thing I want you to remember. So firstly, don't concern yourself with everybody else. Secondly, concern yourself with you. And lastly, this is what Peter says to do. Peter says, if you want to be a Christian, you've got to make sure that everyone else around you knows it. You are to be godly. That means more like God. You are to have goodness in your heart and in your actions. You are to know and study the Bible. You're to know and study the Bible. You are to show self-control over your temper. Sometimes that's hard. Over your sin. That's really hard. But you are to show self-control. And lastly, most importantly, you are to show love, just like the way you would want to be loved. And so it's through those things, goodness, understanding the Bible, self-control, godliness and love, that we can show others that we are like wheat. We are the real deal and that we truly follow Jesus. So let's remember that lesson for today. Real versus fake. Let's be choosing God's way, the real way. Let's pray. Father, we are so thankful for the Bible that tells us the truth. It doesn't hide anything from us. It doesn't keep us in the dark about what way the world is. We are thankful that, Father, you know everything about everyone. You can see our hearts. You know what we are really like on the inside, not just what we present before other people. And so, Lord, we also want to confess our sins to you in this moment and to say that so often we fail and we fall short. And I'm sorry for that. And Father, we pray that you would help us this week to make our walk and our life for you sure and certain before other people, that we might be godly, that we might want to know our Bibles better, that we might show goodness and self-control and love towards others. Father, help us to be more like your Son. Help us to be real, not just in how we look or how we speak, but in how we act and in everything we do. We know that we can only do this from the power and the help of your Holy Spirit inside of us. And in Jesus' name we thank you. Amen.